Following all adulting adults,
you're tuning into the Grown Up Podcast, a show I created to talk about the struggles of the new millennium and share different perspectives in order to make sense of being a grown up. Along the way, I search for independent music, businesses, and individuals who make a way for themselves in the content creating industry via podcasts, books, blogs, vlogs, and more to show that we should support each other's ideas instead of tear them down. Tune into the podcast monthly, and don't forget to follow me to stay up on new artists, new adventures, oh yeah, and more grown-up shit. Now, let's get to the episode.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Ooh-wee. I'm going to put some Goosebumps music right here. And what's good, everybody? Welcome back to Grown Up, where you already know what we do. We talk about grown-up shit, everything about adulting, bills, relationships, everything you could think of about adulting in this day and age right now. We talk about it here on the podcast, and I also give you some new music to check out, some new independent artists that you can add to your playlist, and we vibe out through the episodes like that. Thank you so much, listeners and subscribers. You already know that's the first thing I have to do when I start the episode, is thank you guys for coming back and tuning in and following me on my social medias, watching when I'm going to drop an episode, and actually tuning in. So appreciate you guys. Thank you so much. And today, let's just hop right into the episode. So today, it is officially spooky season. Dun, dun, that's why you heard the music in the beginning. You know what I'm saying? We're going to have a little bit of something in the beginning. But it's officially spooky season. It's October. It's fall vibes, you know, them orange and blacks and all that. I listened to you guys. If you haven't followed me yet on my Instagram, my new Instagram for the podcast, it's at the Grown Up Podcast, all lowercase. So if you haven't followed me on there, you should follow me now, because I'm really trying my best to be more active. Really shout out to my girlfriend. She's been amazing. If you're now seeing the posts and things like that, she's helping me behind the scenes. So shout out to her with that. So I'm really trying to be more active on social media and keep you guys updated on episode drops and adulting things and, you know, shit like that's just going to help us all fucking move better in life, you know, because why not help each other? So follow me on there and you'll check out when episode drops. I post the independent artists on there, interviews, things like that. So follow the Instagram and keep up with me on there. So so today we're going to be talking about spooky things, spooky season, spooky things. I listened to you guys, I did a little poll, and that's what you guys asked me to do, and I'm dropping it on midnight, you know, so trying to get the spooky vibes going. It's a late night recording. Before I get started, I want to update you guys real quick. So I'm actually 2 shots deep on tea now, which I guess would technically be a week on tea. I'm excited. I'm taking my 3rd shot on Friday, so that's super exciting. And then next week, I'll officially be 2 weeks on tea. You can follow me on my personal page at famousd_95. I'm going to be posting like mini vlogs of my experience and my transition and things like that. So follow me on there. You can watch that. I don't think my voice is changing. Well, I've had like a couple cracks, but I don't think it's changing. I think my voice sounds like this right now because I'm stuffed and I've been sneezing. Gotta love the transition and allergies. It's amazing combination. So yeah, hate it here with my nose. But yeah, so haven't had much changes yet, but I will be documenting, of course, my journey. So follow me on my Instagram and you guys can check that out. And yeah, so that's a little update for that. All right, so let's get into the episode. It is spooky season, so we got the spooky vibes going. And I kind of just wanted to give you guys like a couple Halloween, well, not really Halloween things, but like spooky type of movies and TV shows to check out. Maybe give you guys some suggestions on like haunted houses and things like that. Only for my California people, sorry. People in other places, I don't know. I just Google my stuff, so. But yeah, so I just kind of wanted to talk about that. So the first thing I want to talk about is something I'm super excited about, which is the Halloween movie that is dropping next Friday on the 15th. And I cannot wait till it drops. It's actually dropping in theaters and on Peacock for free. So if you guys got Peacock, I do. Fortunately, I got the premium because it's nice to have some perks through a couple things when you're an adult sometimes. Like it leads to another perk and that's kind of nice. And you're like, okay, I'm getting somewhere in life. I'm starting to get perks through other things. So Peacock is a NBC Universal streaming app. If no one knows what that is, it's just another app that it streams TV things. And anyways, you can download it for free, and then I think the premium is like $4 or $5.99 or something like that. I don't know. Don't quote me on it, but you know, go do your research. But yeah, it's a cool little app. It's got some variety on there and stuff. It keeps you interested. So it's gonna be dropping on there, and like I said, I'm super excited for it. I've watched all of the Halloween movies, grew up on Halloween for sure. So yeah, definitely super excited to watch it. My girlfriend was gonna be on the show today, but she has been diligently working on her new business. So I'm gonna be, of course, shouting her out and putting her independent business out here. You know, we trying to be black owned over here, getting our businesses going. So, but she was gonna be here today and talk about a couple things, but she's doing that. So and also I don't think she's into the Halloween movies like I am, but she's gonna watch it with me, so that's exciting. But yeah, anyways, so definitely, like I said, excited for that. Watch out for that. Like I said, it's dropping in theaters and on Peacock for free. So that's the first spooky thing I got for you guys. Second spooky thing I got for you is dropping on Netflix also on the same day, October 15th. And if all these clues have not led you up to the show that I'm talking about, drumroll please, You is coming out on Netflix October 15th. So yes, if you are a fan like I am of You, the show You on Netflix, then you should be excited that the new season is dropping next Friday. So yeah, I've been glued to Netflix, you know, for a little while. They got some good, interesting things. So, you know, I'm excited for that. And that's going to be another thing to keep me glued to the TV. I love watching TV and movies and stuff. So of course I'm going to be watching Halloween Town. Shout out to all the Halloween Town fans. You know, we watched the series. Definitely watching just all the, you know, spooky vibe, Halloween vibe movies. But anyways, another thing I wanted to give you guys was a website that I found for you to start getting your spooky season started. So one of the things that you can do during, you know, this October season, you could go to the pumpkin patch. I know some pumpkin patches have started to open up, and I think a pumpkin patch is this. I haven't been to one, so when I go, I'm gonna come back on here on the podcast and explain to you guys exactly what's there. But I assume it's pumpkins everywhere and games and, you know, stuff like that. So Me and my girlfriend, we're gonna hit that up for sure. So I'm excited about that. So check out and see if there's any local pumpkin patches and you can scratch that off on your spooky season list. Another thing that you can do during, you know, it's funny because it's like after a certain age, which is like what, maybe like 15 or 16, you start to outgrow going trick-or-treating. And so after the trick-or-treating stage, it's like, what do you do to get into the Halloween or spooky season type of vibe? Because once Halloween actually comes around, the actual Halloween day, you can't even go out and go trick-or-treating because it's for the kids. And you look, I mean, you look ridiculous trying to go get candy from other adults when you could just, they're gonna tell you to go get a job and go buy candy for yourself. So we have to figure out things as we're adults to do that are like, you know, get us into that vibe without being able to go trick-or-treating. So you know, throw a Halloween party or something, that'd be dope. Go to Fright Fest at Six Flags. I know I'm gonna hit that up. That's gonna be super dope too. And another thing that you can do, this is the part that I was telling you for my California people. So there's a website I found, it's called californiahauntedhouses.com, and it's got a ton of haunted houses and a couple like pumpkin mazes and entertainment, nightmare islands, all kinds of stuff on here for you to check out and get your spooky season on. You know, they got zombie attractions, escape games, farm attractions, all kinds of things on here. And I think it's just super dope to look up what's in your area and just pick something and go have fun and do it, you know, because as adults, it's so hard to figure out different things to do to have fun because it feels like we're constantly working and we're constantly have to, you know, of course, be responsible and figure out bills and, you know, just all the fun things that comes with adulting. And, you know, I wanted to just give us a little bit of time to have some fun, to relax a little bit. I know my personal days are going to start coming, so I'm going to take those, take a day off one of these days and go do something fun and just relax because, you know, still with COVID going on too, like things are a little like kind of scarce. Things are opening up, but you got to be vaccinated and, you know, it's kind of everyone's still up in the air about it. So I know it's a lot still going on, but I know things are trying to open up and things are trying to become semi-normal. So if there are things that are open around you, I suggest go out and find something and have some fun. You know, it's spooky season, get the spooky vibes going. I know a couple things that I've done. Well, my girlfriend has done. I really haven't done nothing. I just go to work. my girl's done to just kind of get into the season. You know, we painted some pumpkins. So that'd be cool. Something cool to do. You can have a little paint date. You know, we went to Hobby Lobby. We got some paint. We got some canvases. And we just sat down and we vibed out. And we painted some spooky season pumpkins. And we hung them up in the house. So that was super dope. She got like this little witch's jug thing for the like a centerpiece for the table, and she put candy in it, so that was cool. We got some candles, you know, we started watching the Halloween movies to get those vibes going. So you know, as we're growing up and trying to just figure out things to do throughout the year and to be with the seasons, you know, it's nice to just relax and remind ourselves to you know, take a load off and try to just find things we can do to have fun and relax and, you know, go with the season and not miss out on the things that we can enjoy in life. So, you know, I wanted to come on here today and really just, of course, record something for you guys, but also just remind you that, of course, to be safe while you're doing this stuff too. But you know, I've been just working a lot lately, so I haven't even been able to enjoy these things. And so it's nice for me to be able to research for you guys as well. And then, you know, I can research for myself, and I can also take my own advice, you know, to relax and go have some fun and stuff. So I'm excited to go do things for this spooky season. I hope you are excited to go do things for the spooky season. And one last thing I wanted to talk about was this crazy ass Netflix show that I've started, you guys, and I'm sure that a lot of you may have started as well, because it's trending on Twitter and it's kind of a spooky season show. It's very over the top, and it's definitely only for grown-ups. So I'm glad if you're a grown-up, you're listening to the grown-up podcast. But if you're a little squeamish, you may want to stop at this point. I'm sure if you've picked up on my clues, then you know what I'm talking about. Squid Games. Holy shit. Who came up with this show and was able to just get these camera angles and the realism? Like, it's insane. Squid Games is crazy. If y'all have not checked it out, go and check that shit out. I am like mind blown. I'm stuck to the TV. I'm glued to it right now because that shit is just wild as hell, and I don't want to spoil it or say anything and you know to ruin it, anything for you guys if you haven't seen it and you want to watch it. But I will tell you, be prepared for a lot of death. Okay, if you're not friends with death, if you're not one with death, you may not want to watch it. But if you are a little bit, then you know, take your chances. And if you're queasy, if you're very, like, your stomach gets kind of to things, you may not want to watch it either. But other than that, if you're a strong soldier, then you should get through it. But yeah, that shit is crazy. Definitely part of spooky season. Definitely got the spooky vibes written all over it. So if you haven't checked it out, I highly suggest you do. But yeah, so other than that, I don't really have much for you. I think that's pretty much all of the spooky season vibes, you know, because like I said, we can't trick or treat no more. We grown. We do grown up things. We throw Halloween parties and shit. So go throw a Halloween party, go to a pumpkin patch, go to a haunted house, go to Fright Fest, look up something in your local city where you are and local state where you are, wherever you are, look up something nearby you and take a load off from being a grown up and adulting and relax. Go have fun, go be involved in the spooky season, get all those spooky season vibes, because the next month we got our Thanksgiving coming up, and then after that we got Christmas. So we really ending the end of this year like real fast. We only got 3 months left. That's crazy. I feel like this year went by so fucking fast, and I blinked and before I knew it, it's the end of the year, it's my birthday, it's all these things. And but it's truly been a blessing this whole year of going through the podcast and figuring things out with that, and you know, going in a new venture with work, and all these artists that have shown love and support, and all of you who have shown love and support as well. It's been a blast, and I'm so excited to just keep going and continue to podcast. Excuse me, guys. But I wanted to thank you guys as we're ending the year, and appreciate you guys for tuning in and staying locked in, you know, with the podcast and sharing the podcast. I truly appreciate it. And, you know, this journey has just begun. My voice is going to be changing a little bit more soon, and a lot of other things are going to be changing. So if you guys are rocking with me, stay tuned, keep up with me, follow me on my social medias. On Instagram at famousd_95. Of course, follow the podcast Instagram at The Grown Up Podcast, all lowercase. You could like the Facebook page, Grown Up Podcast, and you could also follow me on Twitter at FamousD_95. Also, I do still have a YouTube. Yes, I do. It's Grown Up with D. I'm hoping to start video maybe in 2022. So fingers crossed that I get things together and hopefully I can start that. And I do have some other things coming in. I have my business cards in the works. I have my merch in the works, you guys. But as I've explained to you, of course, independent podcasting is exactly that, independent. So, you know, I'm working behind the scenes, dibble dabbling into this and that, having these side hustles here and there. Actually, that's an episode I want to touch on, is side hustles, because as a grown-up, you got to have 49,100 of them. And we're going to talk about that and why we need that many. So, but anyways, yeah, you know, I mean, I have a whole lot of things in the works. It's just things have been a little bit on hold because I've had to switch things around here, switch things around there. And a lot of changes and things have been happening. So I've just been trying to adapt. And that's all you can do, of course, as a grown up, is adapt to the changes and, you know, keep on moving forward. So I appreciate you guys for sticking along with the ride and not giving up on me. I hope your notifications are still turned on. If they aren't, please turn them on. You please, of course, subscribe to the podcast. And like I said, follow me on my social medias. You can check out the journey there. I'll be posting many blogs and things like that. And shout out to my girl. Her business is going up soon. I'll be shouting her out, of course, soon, because independent businesses are always, always celebrated here on the podcast. Independence is celebrated here. Look out, in about a week or so, I have a podcast mashup coming. So shout out to him. I reached out to him on Twitter. He reached back out to me saying, let's do it. So I'm excited. He's going to come on the podcast. I'm going to go on his podcast. We're going to do a mashup. So another mashup in the books. I'm excited for it. So you guys, please stay tuned and watch out for that. And other than that, I appreciate you guys for tuning in to this episode today. And get your spooky season vibes on, you guys. I appreciate you. And I'm not going to let you out of here without giving you some new music for the Naturally On A Wave segment. Yes, now you are going to catch a new artist's wave. He's super dope. Go check him out. You already know the links will be in the description. And right now you can tune into his music. His name is Sevenfold Youngin. You guys, let's rock out to him and show him some love.
I don't know how much time, so this is a good day anyway.
Had a talk with a homeless man, I just listened to him. He said he used to have money, but he let these bitches use him. And he ain't like to do drugs, but he got addicted to him. He lost it all, now his family gone, man, his life confusing. Just like a church basketball team, seem like he keep on losing. If drugs so bad, then why when high it gets to feeling soothing? But nothing about me, he said, your turn, tell me what you been doing. I told him rapping, trying to save this nation with my music. If Robin land you in jail or dead, then why even do it? Go get the money and duck away, maybe I'll salute you. The youth been dying so early, don't see how y'all been snoozing. Seem like you only get love whenever somebody shoots you. Heavenly Father, just hear me out. Wish I could go back to them times I was stealing out people's house. I was so nervous, bought my fist up cause I chose the dangerous route. Wish I could return all the money I took out their family's mouth. I repented, so as fuck it, a smoker send why he ducking. City on my back, I'm tugging, I'm blowing soon, no combustion. Don't really condone and thugging, you gotta chop it and tuck it. Cause niggas ain't even running the fight and they really bust. I repented, so as fuck it, a smoker send why he ducking. City on my back, I'm tugging, I'm blowing soon, no combustion. Don't really condone and thugging, you gotta chop it and tuck, cause niggas ain't even running the fight and they really bustin'. I had a talk with a homeless man, I just listened to him. He said he used to have money, but he let these bitches use him. And he ain't like to do drugs, but he got addicted to him. He lost it all, now his family gone, man, his life confusing. Just like a church basketball team, seem like he keep on losing. If drugs so bad, then why when high it gets to feeling soothing? But nothing about me, he said, your turn, tell me what you been doing. I told him rapping, trying to save this nation with my music.
Thank you.
had to take a little break from the rest shit. And now I got four niggas running my city. Cause he just looked at my skin and said, fuck a little nigga, you fucky. I never been hurt, so I put on my pain in this song. And I'm hoping you niggas don't hate me. Trust me, I say I ain't got shit to lose. And I bust out the rip if you try to come kill me. I'm back and I'm gator. Promise my mama wouldn't talk about guns and my son, but I told her. I'm young, but I'm older. Copyright my lyrics, cause niggas claiming my shit like they wrote it. My shit like they wrote it. This shit wouldn't even make sense to the smartest nigga, and you know it. I gotta move different, cause niggas be thinking I'm pussy just because I say I'm a pro. I hang out with killers, won't talk if it ain't about Skrilla, cause I've been focused on the million. I don't got no feelings, I come from where niggas kill each other. We should just pray for the children. No heroes just build. Call me Lionel Richie, I pop that purse, turn the flow on the ceiling. This shit give me healing. Call me Andrew Carnegie since a young and a nigga been stealing. I young in the drone, so I vow to vent on my pain till they might put that shit on my mama. Every night I just dream of having seven commas. I'm trying to do better, like my name with Gun. Like I still be trapping, like my name with London. I'm just trying to turn my nothing into something. I don't really talk, and he gon' get to dumping. His edge gon' walk him down and do the run. It's ice on me, call his head like a cooler. I drop about 20 benches for my shooter. I don't do the talking, I just up the tooler. Look, girl, you a slubby, who you think you fool? They say that my flow crazy like I'm loose. This chopper gon' make him dance, he do the hula. I don't fuck with Nike, I've been rocking Puma. Since he so religious, make him pray to Buddha. I'm back and I'm goaded. Promise my mama wouldn't talk about guns and my son, but I told him. I'm young, but I'm older. Copyright my lyrics, cause niggas claiming my shit like they wrote it. You down, but you voted. This shit wouldn't even make sense to the smartest nigga, and you know it. I gotta move different, cause niggas be thinking I'm pussy just because I say I'm a poet. Since I'm my sanity, a man is gonna go chase him a bag, yeah, that's what I plan to be. Don't be saying life is too sweet and get hurt like cavities, cause everybody die in the end, that's just reality. Told my teachers I would be big and it made them chuckle. Now I make more cheese than all of them bitches, I'm screaming fuck them. I swear trying to figure out who you are in the world of struggle. Told my mom I'm the shit and I'm popping it just like a bubble. If I pull out this stick, I'ma bust it, you niggas in trouble. Might not call myself Nipsey, my family know I'm a hustle. And I don't got a total to kill you, just using my knuckles. Yeah, your girl got
What's poppin'? And y'all already know what to do. Go and show this independent artist 7-4 Youngin some love. Go to the description below, check out his links, follow him on his social medias, check out his music. He's got some new music videos out on YouTube and things like that, so go and show him some love. Shout out to him for letting me use his music in here to showcase. I appreciate him. Go and catch his wave. Y'all already know for me, follow me on my social media so you can stay up to date with the podcast. I got some things in the works. We're ending the year, so I have some episodes planned for you guys and things to end the year with the bang and come into 2022 with a brand new mindset, and we hitting the ground running. So thank you guys for staying tuned and sticking around to the Grown Up Podcast. I appreciate you guys. Let's keep rocking out to 7-4 Youngin. Stay safe, be kind, and we out.
I can record it, but I play it back the way you acting like it's Pro Tools. You can tell by my intentions. I just got some pain, but if you lick back and say back and you can listen. Mama know that I've been bad, but my intentions. The way I count this money and stack cash, the way I'm flipping by my ditches. Youngin' gon' beat the pack like Sonny Liston. Everything go up and down, but you catch it back like it's fishing. I'm trying to get my money, I'm trying to stack up my riches. You won't need know how I feel, I'm coming straight from the trenches.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.